Later today, the New England Patriots and the Carolina Panthers take the field in Houston as Super Bowl 38 consumes the nation's attention. It's no surprise to find the Patriots in the title game. It's their third trip in the last 8 years. But for the Panthers, a team that finished with the worst record in football 2 years ago, it's a pretty heady accomplishment to be playing the game rather than watching it on television. Tim Green analyzes pro football for Fox Sports and for Weekend Edition, and he joins us once again. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Leanne.
All
right. Good to be here.
It's great to have you here. We've had you here all season, so now we're here. We are at the big game, and let's talk first about the Panthers. They were abysmal, and then they were mediocre, and then they went to the best team in the NFC. How did they do it?
Well, first of all, you have to credit their head coach, John Fox, for this turnaround. I mean, John Fox, I think, has built a personality and a concept of team that maybe is best exemplified with their wide receiver, Musin Muhammad. He's kind of a quiet guy. He's a humble guy, not lacking in confidence, but not a guy who's going to pull a Sharpie out of his sock. But at the same time, he's a selfless player where he's a wide receiver, skill position, yeah, but they'll send him into the middle to block defensive linemen, which is something that really no other wide receivers in the league do. So it's a team effort, and it's a group of individuals who've really kind of elevated their level of play and played as a team, and that's how the Panthers have gotten to this game.
Remind me, at the beginning of the season, there were some emotional stories about this team, were there not?
Really were. Mark Fields, who was the Panthers' best defensive player, was diagnosed with cancer, as was Sam Mills, who was the all-time leading tackler for the team, who is now a coach on the team. He was diagnosed with cancer. So all the players in every game wear a T-shirt with 58 and 51, both those guys' numbers, on their chest to remind them of their battle and their struggle off the field, and they used it as an inspiration for what they've done on the field. And those guys' story has been a big part of this team's personality.
The coach of the Patriots has been doing a good job with that team, Bill Belichick. The team's been playing at a pretty high level as long as he's been there. But if you, I mean, go back to week one, right? They lost by, what, 31 points to the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah,
easy to think
31
that they,
to nothing.
Yeah, right. It didn't have a chance. So how did they turn their season around?
Well, Bill Belichick is a guy who turned this team around, I think, by just force of will. He motivates to a large part by fear. He's very demanding, but he's also a great X's and O's coach. He's almost professorial in his approach to the game, and he demands that his players spend an incredible amount of time studying the opposition, studying what they do, knowing what they do, and knowing how to implement Belichick's own clever adjustments on the field. And I think the best example of that was in the championship game against the Colts. And I noticed it on television. They didn't talk about it, but I noticed that Ty Law, who is a cornerback for the Patriots, had three interceptions. And on a couple of them, if you look carefully, you saw Ty Law actually making hand signals to other players in the secondary, which basically was signaling to them, okay, you're going to cover this guy over the top. Now I'm going to make my break on this pattern and make an interception. So these guys are so advanced in their preparation because of Belichick that they're actually able to make hand signals to each other in the split second during a play that enabled them to come up with interceptions.
What kind of game are we looking at today? The defense on each one of these teams has been playing pretty well. Is it going to be a low score, you think?
I think that if the game turns out the way both of these teams have played throughout the season, both teams are relatively conservative on offense, then yeah, it should be a low-scoring game. And I think it, really that makes it a Super Bowl that a lot of people are saying, well, you know, it might be a boring Super Bowl. I look at it as kind of an old school type Super Bowl where defense really is important and the running game really is important. But I think that one thing everyone can look forward to in this game is both of these teams have won a lot of very close games that come right down to the last play. I mean, you saw it with the Patriots in their playoff game against the Tennessee Titans, and you've seen it with the Carolina Panthers all season long. So I think that it could be a little slow in the beginning, not a lot of scoring, but a nail-biter in the end.
Tim Green analyzes pro football for Fox Sports and for Weekend Edition. He's also a best-selling author. His new thriller is called The First 48. He joined us from the studios of WAER in Syracuse, New York. Tim, thanks for your help all this season, and enjoy the game.
All right, Leanne. Thank you.